So at this time, we're going to have our dear sister, Elizabeth Francis, give us an opening prayer.
Good night, sisters. Thank you so much, Sister Katrina, for hosting, and thanks to all the participants for tonight's program. Let's go to God in prayer. Most righteous and heavenly Father, good night. As we come before you tonight, dear Lord, I just want to give you thanks for this opportunity to be able to come before you in this fashion. Father, I pray, dear Lord, that you forgive me, God, of any sin that I've committed, knowingly, unknowingly, Lord, and I pray that nothing will hinder this prayer tonight. Father God, I thank you so much, God, for the word that is prepared to pierce our hearts so that we can be better women of God for you. I thank you so much, God, for every single person who will be taking part in this program tonight. And I thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity to come before you, to call upon your name, and whenever we want to call upon your name, Lord, so that we can be able to ask and seek your will whenever, wherever. Father, I pray right now, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to be with us now, be with our speaker, Sister Adrienne. I pray, dear Lord, that you will help her, God, to remember the things that she studied to share with us. And I pray, dear Lord, that you help her, God, to trust you, that you, God, is in control, and that she'll deliver your word powerfully. Father, I pray for every single sister on the line at this time. I pray, dear Lord, you know what they're going through. I pray that you'll be their families. I pray, dear Lord, that you'll help them, God, to continue to seek your will, and so that we, Lord, can be able to shine like stars out there, God, in this dark world. Father, I pray for a world that is out there, Lord, for all those who are suffering from COVID, all our sisters, family members, friends who are suffering from this virus. I pray, dear Lord, that you heal their bodies, that you touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Be with all the other countries, Lord, like India that is suffering. I pray, dear Lord, for even St. Vincent and the Grenadines, God. I pray, dear Lord, that you will provide resources for them so that their needs will be met. Father, be with us now, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Elizabeth, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Now we're going to have our prison salute by our dear sister, Lisa McIntyre.
Good evening, sisters, and thank you for hosting Sister Katrina again. I am Lisa McIntyre, and I am one of the Prison Sick and Shut In Ministry team members. This is just one of the teams that Lady Prayer Warrior has. And being a worker for the Lord, this is what we do. The prison ministry and the sick and shut in ministry is in two parts. The prison ministry sends information to those who are incarcerated. They send encouraging letters. We were doing calls, but we had to stop that due to COVID. But we send letters. We spread the gospel to those who might not know the gospel. And then there might be some of us, not some of us, but there might be some who are members of the body of Christ who are incarcerated. So we send encouraging words to them also to, try to keep them encouraged. The second part of the ministry is we send cards out and letters, and we make phone calls to those who are sick, those who are just might need an uplifting word. I know my friend Sabrina Matthews, who is battling cancer, breast cancer, she was so overjoyed when she got a card from us, and she just said, she didn't know that I was part of the ministry. She said, Lady Prayer Warriors, I don't know who they are, but they sent me a card. And she said it was such a joy to know that they're thinking about me and they're praying for me. So she's continuing to get the cards, and I did tell her that I was a part of the ministry and, Lady Prayer Warriors and what we do. Also, Sister Betty Smith, who has been battling cancer for a while, also said that it was such a joy for her to get cards and a letter, and it just seemed to just come right on time when she was just kind of down and just needed a lift. She got a card in the mail. Her husband said, "You got something from Lady Prayer Warriors," and she said, "Oh, bring it here, bring it here." So it's just such a joy and to work with these amazing sisters and just sending cards and letters and with COVID, we had to stop for a minute and just do e-cards and make phone calls. And we did that. And I know some of the sisters, if you remember Sister Carol, I think her name last name was Neil, I think. I don't know. I can't remember. And I had wrote all this down and typed it up, and guess what? It's on my desk at work. So I'm going from memory. But anyway, she said in her testimony when she had lost her husband that the cards that came in just came in right on time, and it was whenever she was just down, she would go and open a card or go to the mailbox and she would get a card. So this is just some of the things that we do, being a worker for the Lord. For this month, for May right now, we have sent out 135 cards and made contact. Before COVID, I think April, we stopped in April. But before we stopped, we had sent out like 184 cards for the month of March and April, I would say. So this is just part of some of the things that we do, and we will continue to spread joy and love to those who need it, because we're not in this journey alone, and we are here to encourage one another, whether it be a phone call, a text, or just a call to say, hey, we're thinking of you, or get well, or even happy birthday. So I know that if you want to find out information on joining us, then you contact our administrator, Sister Jan, or any admin, and they can direct you in the right way. So it is indeed a pleasure to work with these amazing ladies, and I know they're just as joyful doing this as I am. So I thank God for the opportunity that Lady Prayer Warriors has this ministry. So that's it, ladies. And like I say, I'm going from memory because my paper's on my desk, but anyway, you get what we do. So thank you.
Thank you, Sister Lisa. We got it, and we appreciate all that our sick, all that our prison and our sick, I forgot the name of it, sick and shed in ministry do, because you just never know. I know I have joy when I see cards or when a sister is reaching out to me. So it's just amazing to hear those testimonies of the others who life we have changed just by reaching out, just by a text message, just by a call, just by a card. So we appreciate the prison ministry, and we appreciate all of you guys, and we appreciate what you do, and we know that God is well pleased. So thank you so much for that prison salute, Sister Lisa. All right, sisters, now we're going to have our scripture reading by our dear sister, Brenda Mason.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you for hosting, Sister Katrina. Sister Katrina. I will be reading from from the King James Version, Psalms 92:12-15. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar and Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat like flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. I have read Psalms 92:12-15. May the Lord add a blessing to his reading. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Brenda, for boldly reading God's word for us on tonight. Now, at this time, we're going to have a song by our dear songbird, Sister Lottie Holcomb.
Good evening, sisters. I'll be attempting to sing It Is Well With My Soul. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, It is well, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should burn, though trials may come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regard in my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the face shall be shine, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. I don't know about attempting to sing. You did that, Sister Lottie. So we thank you so much for allowing God to use you on tonight. All right, my dear sisters. Now we're going to have the introduction of our speaker, and that will be done by our dear sister, Cheryl D. Anderson.
Thank you, Sister Katrina. It just brings me great pleasure in introducing our speaker of the hour, Sister Adrienne Jamison. Adrienne Jamison is the only child of the late Brother William T. Prewitt and Sister Emma L. Prewitt. She was baptized into the body by the late evangelist Brother T. Martin at the 21st Avenue Church of Christ in her hometown, Gary, Indiana, August 27, 1966. She has taught Sunday school, vacation Bible school, and worked with the youth ministries over 45 years. Her passion is studying God's Word. Her favorite Bible scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. She has been in LPW for 9 years and is on the health team, benevolence team, and the life streams and happenings team. Sisters, I present to you, Sister Adrienne Jamison.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Initially, I want to thank all of our administrators for allowing me to present a lesson tonight. Also, our program participants, Sister Katrina Stafford. Thank you so much, sis. Sister Elizabeth Miller Francis for that beautiful, beautiful opening prayer. Sister Lisa McIntyre, thank you so much for the prison salute. scripture reading by Sister Brenda Mason. Thank you. Our song praise by Sister Lottie Holcomb. Thank you, sis. Also, the introductional speaker was done by Sister Cheryl D. Anderson. Thank you. And we will have a closing prayer by Sister Diane DeGraffenried. Thank you all, sisters, so very much. Let us begin. It rains on all of us. If we stay in the faith, when the rain settles and the dust clears, we'll still be standing. We can all look back on things that should have defeated us, really. You know, like that partying lifestyle, that should have destroyed us. That alcohol addiction or maybe drug addiction, that could have killed us. That promiscuity could have killed us as well. I'm pretty sure there have been individuals in my life that said I wouldn't make it. I thank God in heaven that I had a praying mother and father. I thank God I had praying grandmothers and close family members and a few close friends praying for me. You know, we've all been in circumstances, we've all had issues and situations when perhaps, and there may have been times when we didn't think we would make it ourselves. That's just a part of life. However, my sisters, I can't stress enough, we are still standing. And fortunately, we're all still living. And praise God, sisters, we are clothed in our right minds. And yes, we're standing on the promises of God. You know, he lifted us out of our mess and put a new song in our hearts. And we're still standing because of that, my sisters. What a mighty God we serve. But you know what? He specializes in cleaning. You see, my sisters, when you have a history with God, you trust and you believe that somehow, some way, in every situation, that all things are going to be well. You know, when we're easily discouraged by life's trials and tribulations and difficulty, we're opening the door for our adversary and God's adversary, the devil. And whether we realize it or not, most importantly, when we don't trust God, guess what? We are not standing on his promises. Let's examine our theme for tonight. Our theme for this month has been, they said I wouldn't make it. Sisters, I'm going to take the approach that was taught to me many years ago by my dad. And I use this approach all the time when I'm studying the scriptures and I'm really trying to get an understanding of what's going on. He taught me that, you know, we have to ask pertinent questions when studying the word. Questions like, who said it? What was going on when they said it? Where was it said? Why did they say it? So the first question I want to address regarding our theme is, who is they? You know, God lifted us up, sisters. He lifted us up because he loved us. He loved us tremendously. And he loves us tremendously. And as I said, you know, we have to establish a history with God, an ongoing working history. When you do that, you're able to deal with their storms a little bit better, and life doesn't rattle you as easily. However, you don't come by this history with our Heavenly Father. You must create it. They said I wouldn't make it. So this is my question for you tonight, my sisters. Who in your life is they? How is they able to get into our heads so many times? Ask yourself, especially when you know somebody says you're not going to make it. Ask yourself, are they qualified? Do they have the right knowledge? Do they even have the authority to make any assessments regarding my life? You know, they can wreak havoc in our lives if we're not prepared and if we're not alert. You know, Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 12 through 18 reads, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up your shield of faith, with which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the Lord's people." Sisters, I had to ask myself when preparing this lesson, why are we so prone to catering to they? If we're walking the walk, if we're talking the talk, and if we're doing what thus saith the Lord, I submit to you the opinion of most theys do not amount to a hill of beans. In other words, they can become irrelevant. Stick with the Lord, sisters. Stick with the Lord. You know, when people say you won't make it, just smile. Just smile. You know, just a little sidebar here, sisters. It matters not. It matters not who says you won't make it. Doctors, family, friends, church members, etc. Once upon a time, in a land not so far away, I was hospitalized from September 22nd of 1 year through March 6th of the next year. Off and on a ventilator, 22 blood transfusions in total, 5 surgeries within that 6 months, and 4 what they call full skin grafts. If I told you, sisters, how many surgeries I had, you probably wouldn't believe me. You see, one night, I heard the doctor tell my husband, I'm sorry, she's not going to make it. Right then and there, I had a little talk with Jesus. And this is exactly what I shared with him. I said, and this is subconsciously because I couldn't talk due to the ventilator, but I thought, Lord, you know I don't want to go. But if my dying in any way will bring glory to you, let's do this. Have at it. In other words, I surrendered all. Overnight, sisters, my condition started to improve. I was taken off the ventilator after 3 days, after 3 days of hearing that I wasn't going to make it. Sisters, I said all of that to you to say again what they say really doesn't matter. What they say doesn't matter at all. When they say whatever they say, it does not really matter. Whoever says you won't make it doesn't understand who we're working for and who we're working with. The entire experience, to be honest with you, sisters, it made me make two vows to God Almighty. The first one was, don't ever, ever doubt God. And the second thing I vowed to do was never, ever diminish, negate, or take lightly anybody's testimony. So whoever says you won't make it, again, they don't know who we're working for and working with. If someone says you're not going to make it, tell them what David said in Psalm 59:16. He said, but I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in troubled times. You see, Sister, David was in trouble, and in trouble due to no fault of his own. He had been a model citizen. In fact, he had proven himself a true national hero during a military crisis when Israel's warriors failed to step up and demonstrate courageous leadership. As you know, sisters, as you know, from 1 Samuel 17, David had unintentionally made a name for himself on the battlefield by killing Goliath of Gath. Gath is a city. You know, he defeated the champion, giant of Israel's arch enemy, the Philistines. As a result of this heroic act, David, still a young man, was recruited into King Saul's army. And he was fast-tracked right to the top as captain and confidant to the moody, maniacal King Saul. He was even given Saul's daughter as his wife. Oh, but things turned bad when the unstable king began to show signs of irrational thinking and insane jealousy toward David. It got so bad that he took out a hit, as they say, on David's life. You know, this Psalm 59 was written when David got word of Saul's plan, forcing him to leave his wife, abandon his home, and flee for his life. As you can see from the scriptures given in Psalms 59, Saul had sent his henchmen to stake out David's house to carry out his immoral and illegal plot. According to David's song, they were doing more than just trying to murder him. They were attempting to assassinate his character in the eyes of a nation that had adored him, or did adore him. They adored him as a warrior, a hero. So David sits down and writes about them. And that's how we get the Psalms. That's how we come by the book of Psalms. David wrote the Psalms to immortalize Saul's evil. You might be wondering, sisters, what does all this have to do with me? Perhaps you're asking if there is anything in the Psalms that elevates it to the status of good devotional material. That's a good question. You see, although I doubt that there will ever be anybody trying to put a hit on your life, chances are there may be some people in your life from time to time who will try to assassinate your character and ruin your reputation. And when that happens, I want you to think back on David's experience. And if nothing else, remember this one thing. Though people can kill your body, assassinate your character, and ruin your reputation, they can never silence the song God has put in your heart. My sisters, do you realize when God created us, he put a little bit of himself in our heart? At the end of the day, sisters, evil people will someday be no more. And because of Jesus, the Jesus we serve, when people talk about you or say mean-spirited things about you, your integrity will be fine. Doesn't matter what they say. If you focus your energy on staying in favor with God, he is the only one who holds the power of eternal life and death in his righteous hand. You know, people may try to bring you down, but he is the epitome, the personification of strength. Lean on him. He can take it. You know, people may try to assassinate your character, but you and I serve a God who is a tried and true fortified fortress. You know, they may take your life. They may make your life miserable, I'm sorry. But you belong to the one who is refuge. Finally, my beloved sisters, remember, when you establish a history, and I say establish because it's an ongoing process, but when you establish a history with God Almighty, the only they you need to satisfy is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sisters, listen to this carefully. Eternity to the godly is a day that has no sunset. Eternity to the wicked is a night that has no sunrise. I'm sure that everybody on this line tonight, we're striving, we want, we have a burning desire to make it to where God is so we can dwell there with no sunset. As always, my beloved sisters, to God be the glory. The lesson is yours. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Adrian, for that very powerful, powerful lesson on tonight.
Now, you're welcome.
Now at this time, we're going to have our closing prayer by our dear sister, Diane D. Graffin Reed.
Let us pray, sisters. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, I thank you for blessing our dear sister, Adrian Jameson, to bring us our final lesson tonight on They Said I Wouldn't Make It, and also for all of our program participants. Heavenly Father, please continue to be with the sick, bereaved, and homeless worldwide. Bless all the churches of Christ, the ministers, the deacons, the elders, the teachers, and the members. Continue to be with our admins and LPW sisters, our teams, team leaders, and members, that no matter what team or teams we are on, that we will continue to encourage each other, showing love and compassion. Bless the leaders of our country that they will turn to you for spiritual guidance before it's too late. Please be with all of your children that have left the fold, that they return before it's too late. Also the ones who have not yet accepted you as their Lord and Savior, that they will before it's too late. Continue to bless us and keep us all safe. These and all other thanks and prayers I humbly ask in your darling son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Diane, for giving us that powerful, powerful closing prayer. Now at this time, sisters, we are going to open the line for our comments, and we're going to start with our dear admins.